We're in Simen Shin Samach Beis Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, "Vahani Mili Shenasi Shabbos Shogeg Alva Mezid Hav Mechitzal Hachmir Lachayev Hazorik Meshazorabim Lasolcha Avalo Lahatir Latalta Basolcha." Vahani Mili Shloish Hamechitzat Chil. This is only if there wasn't a Mechitza there in the first place. Aval Haisa Sham. But if it was there, Vehesira, and then it was removed, Vechazor Naisis, and then it got put back up. I feel we made it even intentionally. Chazra la terishon returns to its original action as a mechitza. Gon shnayim shlosha, two or three people. She kifu machtzlo sivosem. They put reeds up around them. Birshus harabim. Vehivdilu gam b'nei machtzlo sivayver yachad. They separated between them as well, but then they made an eruv to combine their areas. Mutarim l'talta mizelaze. You're allowed to carry from one place to the other. Niglu machtzlo. If the reeds come down. Nasr, now you can't carry anymore. Chazr and Esparsu, but if they go back, Afil b'mezid, even intentionally, Chazr l'tera rishon. Now it returns to its original mutter status that you're allowed to carry in that area. The Mishnah Berurah says he really could have given a simpler example where you have one person that had a real mechitza, and it made it into Rishus HaYachid, and then it was removed, and then it was put back. But he's saying even in a case of two or three people where the Erev wasn't Nisbatel, still, they're allowed to now carry once the mechitzas get put back up. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes that most poskim hold that a mechitza that was made on Shabbos that makes the area into Rishus HaYachid, we don't say Chazal HaTerah Rishon when it was made b'mezid. It's only if b'lav hachi that area was Rishus HaYachid, such as it had walls around it already, and now you made a wall in the middle which separated into different areas, and you made an eruv to combine the areas, and now that mechitza falls where you're not allowed to carry from one place to the other, but then the wall gets back up, that's when we would say that it's Chazal HaTerah Rishon. But in a regular situation of a wall, of a regular wall that was put up, and now it falls on Shabbos, and now it gets put back up, we would not say that you'd be allowed to rely on it if it was done b'mezid. Siv Dalid, Svina Mutra Latata Bakula, Afilu Hi Yosem Rebase Hasayim, a boat you're allowed to carry in the whole area, even if it's larger than Sasayim. Techashiva Mukefazo Deer, because it's considered to be that it was surrounded for deer purposes. Kfal Adar Tachta, if you put an area to live under it, Havir Shasayachid Afala, then even on top of the boat, Isr Shasayachid Kfal Zafta. If it's just for you put tar on it, ematatlam ba'el abraham amos imhi yosem resasayim. So now you're not allowed to carry on it more than dalad amos in that area. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason you'd be allowed to carry even on top of it is because we say good asuk mechitza that the walls extend upwards, and even if it's more than a sasayim, you'd be allowed to carry in the area because once below it is mukav adira to live in it, so too on top. Siv hey, but kolos a mechitza, you can make a mechitza out of anything. Bekelim, bukofos, bein shel erev levad, whether it's horizontal, kagon chavalim, like ropes, or shel shesi, or it's vertical levad, kagon kanim, neutzim ba'aretz, like poles stuck in the ground. Mutar mat sasayim, afil yachrib yishim, you'd be allowed to carry in that area up to sasayim, even in a place where you are living. As long as there's less than three tfachim in between the horizontal sticks or the vertical sticks, such that we would say lavad to make it into a wall. More than a sasayim, though, you'd not be allowed to carry, as we saw earlier, that this is a mechitza grua, it's a low-level mechitza, and therefore, even if it took a ladir, it would not count to remove it from a karpev status. One point that we discussed yesterday about a non-Jew making a mechitza. We said if a non-Jew makes a mechitza on Shabbos, then even if he did a b'mezid, it's like b'shogeg and it would be kasher. If a non-Jew is not able to fix something unless he does it in a d'oraisa fashion, the Mishnah Berurah says you'd be allowed to tell him to do it in that way because it's a makom mitzvah shel rabim, because if he doesn't fix it, then the people are going to be carrying that area and it's going to be a big problem. So he'd even be able to do an iser d'oraisa on your behalf in that situation to fix the eruv.